right, let's kick this thing off, why don't we? Hi, my name is Clint Beachwood. This is the Day at the Beach podcast, number 123. I have a giveaway for this podcast, a fine-looking, purplish Austin Ribbon microphone t-shirt. It's a men's extra large, one of a kind. I'll let you know how you can win that a little later in the show. We're going to start off with a new CD from the Kilauea's and Surfer Joe. They combined efforts to pay tribute to that amazing band from the early 60s, the Astronauts. They both have written songs that are very much in the style of the Astronauts, as well as covering some of their songs and covering others as well, non-astronaut song. They call it the Kilauea's and Surfer Joe Play the Astronauts and More. So I'm going to start off with a song by the Kilauea's called Reverborama. Thanks for listening. This is my my 1 hour to share some of the music I love and hopefully give you a good idea of what's out there in the surf music world, especially new releases. Almost everything I'm playing today has come out just this past summer. Pulled a few CDs off the shelf, but not too many. Most of it's all brand new music, so sit back and enjoy. If you have any comments at all, please feel free to contact me. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Surf Guitar 101. I have email. But other than that, let's get rolling, okay? These are the Kilauea's again with Reverborama. right. That's Martin Salia. I'm probably having a heart attack in Waikiki. The name of the song we just heard was Lost in Waikiki from Martin Salia's new release, Sleepwalk, which is a 5-song EP put out on Bombora Records. Martin is from Australia. No wonder he's lost in Waikiki. Anyway, before that we heard Davy Allen and the Arrows from last year's 50th anniversary album. We heard Baja Wave. Sis Malekian did Melt Panic from his album El Surfista. And the Kilauea started things off with Reverbal Rama from their Tribute to the Astronauts album just released this last summer. I'll get into the t-shirt giveaway thing a little bit later. Let's play another band from Mexico here. In fact, I will just let them take over the controls of the show here, okay? Thanks for listening. It's A Day at the Beach, podcast number 123.
Sin duda que la noticia más importante científica del año fue el hallazgo de agua en Marte.
El tiempo de saludarnos, amigos. Hay cosas más importantes de que hablar.
Well, I have a confession to make. My name is Clint Beachwood, and I am a surfaholic.
Hello, everybody. I'm a grunt jumpy, and I'm a surfaholic.
Hello. My name is Boogie, and I'm a surfaholic, too.
Hello. I'm Rudiger, and I am immortal.
Almost like the fade out on Hey Jude, didn't it? Well, maybe not 2 or 3 minutes, but it's a cool fade out, though, nonetheless. Hey, those were the Amphibians. The Amphibians doing the theme from the Amphibians from their album The Surf Guitar Heard Around the World. Round the World. The Surf Guitar Heard Round the World. I like to get my album titles correct here, okay? From Finland, we heard the Grandbois doing SA Movement, and then in parentheses, Surfaholics Anonymous from their Surf Salvation album. Again, brand new release just this past summer. The Mo Green Specials from Belgium did a song called Santo Traficante. Santo Traficante. A self-titled album by the Mo Green Specials. Shortly after the release of this self-titled album, I think it was on Green Cookie Records, they decided to leave the world of surf instrumentals and head to the world of pop vocals. And they changed their name from the Mo Green Specials to TMGS. And evidently didn't make much of a hit that way either, because looking at their website, their last gig was in 2013. So I guess if they were in it for the money, it didn't happen. I know a lot of surf bands are making huge amounts of money out there, but the Mo Green Specials evidently did not, and they have ceased to exist. And starting off that four-song set, we had from Mexico, Los Atascados, doing a song called Brisa Amarte from their Sensational Surfers album. Which is also a year or two old, but new to me, and so I kind of classify it as new music. I guess I've rambled on too much. I will announce the t-shirt giveaway next break, right after I play a few more songs here. Up next are the Crazy Aces from Tennessee. Got to meet them and see them live this past summer, which was it's always a treat to meet these bands that I play on the podcast. A little five-song EP is called Garageland, and I'm doing song number one, Scorpions. These are the Crazy Aces. We'll be right back. some live Space Cossack action for you there from their new album, Live Supernova. Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay? Okay, thanks. Celebrating their 20th anniversary, the Space Cossacks, with a song called Transatlantic Orbit. Again, the album is Live Supernova. It comes from a recording done back in 1998. But boy, it sounds really good, and the packaging on this CD is just gorgeous, and a nice release put out by the Space Cossacks on Music Records. All right, before the Space Cossacks, we heard the Supertones. Pulled that one off the shelf. The name of the song was Kachingo, and that comes from their album All for a Few Waves More. Excuse me, All for a Few Perfect Waves. I better get it right. Crazy Aces before that with a song called Scorpions from their Garageland EP. Again, a new release this past summer. And, good to meet the Crazy Aces at the Surf Guitar 101 convention. Alrighty, I have a t-shirt here provided to me by Rick Wilkinson of Austin Ribbon Microphones. Austin Ribbon Microphones is a do-it-yourself microphone kit, ribbon microphone kit, that you assemble yourselves. It comes with a very detailed DVD that explains every little detail as far as putting this microphone together and provides all the parts necessary, including a few extra. And boy, the quality of this microphone is just incredible. There's several different models that he has available, but pretty incredible microphone. He brought it by the studio and had us, we tested it a little bit, and it is just so crystal clear and picks up every little sound. It's way too much for me because I make way too many mistakes. Like this chair that squeaks that I'm sitting in. Easily picked up by the ribbon mic, but not by the one I'm using, this Audio Technica, whatever it is. The point is, I want to give this t-shirt away to you. It's a men's extra large. It's kind of purple with sort of a red kind of modeling throughout the material, which is kind of cool looking. But you can have it. It's yours. I will ship it throughout the U.S. for free. If it's overseas, it's so expensive to ship things, even to Canada. Man, oh, man. But talk to me. If you're the winner, let's get together, and we'll work something out, okay? Because I want to send it overseas, if that's a possibility. I want you to tell me, Rick Wilkinson was in Austin, Texas, at the time when he came up with the idea for the do-it-yourself microphone kit. All I want to know is the month and year that event took place. When did he come up with the idea of putting together Austin Ribbon microphones, okay? It's very clear. It's a month and a year, and all you need to do is be the first one to contact me, regardless of the method, okay? Email, Facebook, Surf Guitar 101, you name it. Twitter, Instagram, I do all those things. So I hope you win. It's a cool t-shirt. I like giving things away. All right, let's play a song from a band from Brazil. They call themselves Robotron. This is A Day at the Beach podcast number 123. We'll be right back. Cool sounds from Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited. Song is called Der Admittler, and the album is called The Fluid Soundbox. The band is from Switzerland. They have several albums out, and this is certainly not new. Actually, this goes back to August 1998 is when this was released. From Italy, before Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited, we heard Surfoniani making their A Day at the Beach debut with a song called Misto Vertrina, and the album is The Terrifying Planet Hula Dabula. I translated that for you, by the way, since it's all in Italian. And from Brazil, we go down to Brazil for the guys from Robotron doing a song called Radio Waves from the Bottom from the album Robotron versus the Invincible and Indestructible Reptilicus. All right, this is the podcast. I've got a few more songs to play, and then I'll bug on out of here until hopefully about a month later, maybe even less. I'm going to start off with another band making their debut to the podcast. It's Big Mick and the Curl from their album Paddle Out, which is, I think, a couple years old. A song called Kukulele, Kukulele, with a little ukulele action on it. Pretty much the only song on the album that has ukulele in it, I think. Most of the other songs are pretty traditional, mellow surf songs, and I'll be playing some of those in the podcast to come. And after that, I'm going to play another cut from the Kilauea's and Surfer Joe tribute to the Astronauts. I'm going to play Movin' by Surfer Joe, the classic song by the Astronauts, one of my favorite Astronaut songs, Movin', but this time performed by Surfer Joe. Then I'm going to wrap the podcast up with a song from the Migustas from San Jose, California, with a little 45 they just put out called Madrugada. And the song, I'm going to play song Side B, which is Sunset Storm, and that will wrap the show up for this month, okay? Thanks for listening. Tell your friends all about the podcast, and good luck winning the T-shirt. And other than that, let's play some music, okay? And we'll see you next time. Thanks so much. Adios.